Interesting show for you this morning. We got another six pack. This morning we're going to help you out with your Halloween costumes.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah, these are going to be great. If you didn't feel like a bad person when you woke up this morning, you will now. Trust me. Oh. We got trivia this morning. I think we're playing a little bit of Price is Wrong this morning.
Yay!
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you guys?
I like that. Even though there's...
I'll allow it.
Yeah, same.
Okay, good.
Today's also the start of something.
Okay.
The pledge drive.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get paid enough for this, so...
Well, we don't get paid, so...
Ah, damn it.
That's why we exactly. need your help to keep the lights on, and they're flickering again.
Dave, you are awful at negotiating contracts.
Dave, they're flickering because of the ghost.
So here's what you need to do. Call 253-833-5004. Donate money to the station so that Dave can go to law school and renegotiate our contracts so that we get paid.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah. Then maybe we'll do 5 days a week.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
I think that killed a Danica.
No, I have a story to tell you guys.
Oh, no.
But I'm excited for the show this morning. Stay tuned. We got your geeky news coming up next, followed by your regular news every hour on the half hour, 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
Yeah, you are.
KGRG 89.9 FM, you're listening to The Buzz, and just a quick reminder, we're in the beginning of our Fall Pledge Drive. If you want some cool stuff like our $10 fan pack, it includes a KGRG FM and KGRG 1 sticker pack, and a KGRG FM patch.
Get it.
So call 253-833-5004 and donate today, but we got our friends Matt and Tim from Not So Much But Us Show on the line right now. Good morning, guys, how you doing? Doing great. So, you guys have a breakfast burrito this morning?
Oh, yeah, man.
Burritos,
sausage, egg, and cheese. I don't know what it is, but they're delicious.
Nice. These are gas station burritos, right?
Oh, yeah. It sounds really gross to say it like that, but you can know. It's like,
you're brave souls, man.
Just don't eat the sushi from the gas station.
Here's the thing.
It's like, don't eat sushi.
Cheese is like a big gas station inside, like a big, like little, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a little like cafe almost. And then you can order food like from them and stuff. We're glorifying it, man. There's two dudes sitting on milk crates that just hand us whatever they happen to have in their pocket.
Fair enough. So let's go ahead and get into it. Did you guys watch The Walking Dead season premiere?
Oh, God. I'm still crying. I really am.
Should I turn my headphones off on this? Because I'm not cut up.
You're not cut up yet? Okay, so yeah, we might have to do like a spoiler alert if you aren't cut up yet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go off.
You know what? It's been long enough. It happened this past Sunday. It's, what, 5 days later now?
I work, bucko.
No excuse.
I said bucko because I can't say another word.
Yeah. Hey, I bet if you flip open your flip phone, you can find some info on it. Maybe spoiler.
Only Quinn has a flip phone.
Oh, I get you guys mixed up.
So. Yeah, our flip phone person isn't here today.
Yeah, because I know there was no spoilers on MySpace this morning.
Let's just start with the violence on that scene in general. Do you think the group deaths were too much?
Do I think it was too much? No, that's kind of what I want every episode. Like, I'm not so much these like, you know, these deaths or anything, but like the violence. I love the violence in the show, and that episode in particular was the best Walking Dead episode.
It's what I needed.
Yeah, those weren't like one and done hits either. Like, when they got hit, they took a couple of hits, and then Negan didn't stop after like two or three after they were actually dead. So it felt good. Like like you said, I'm still crying, but it felt good.
Yeah, your reaction photo, Cork, was on point.
Yeah, it was a rough Monday. Between that and like the Seahawks Arizona game, it was a rough Monday.
That was a game.
I had the Seahawks defense in fantasy, so that was cool.
I had Arizona defense. So.
Anyways, yeah, no. So can we go into spoilers?
I was hanging out of the face. That's great.
Oh my gosh! Like the makeup was amazing.
Yes.
Just between that and then like the legions of zombies surrounding the RV during the hatchet scene.
Yes. So like when, spoiler, but when Abraham, it wasn't too surprising. I figured it had to be like him or Eugene.
Yeah, I had my money on Eugene, to be honest.
But yeah, the way he died, it was like, wow, like this is a great episode, blah, blah. And I told my wife, was like, so who died? And I told her. I was like, I'm like, Karen, I was like, if it would have been Glenn or Dale or Maggie, I'm like, you'd probably be holding me in your arms right now. And then 10 minutes later, sure enough, boom, you know, we get Glenn. So, wow. And see, I would have had the hatchet fall on his arm and just have him say, Rick, you didn't make the count of three, man. I would have taken one more out. Yeah.
Oh, on Carl's arm?
Oh, man, I would have. I'm one of those people. I would have taken half the crew out. I love it. I wish Rick would have taken the hatchet and just taken his own arm off and said, what are you going to do with this?
That's what I was expecting. I thought this was the point where we were finally going to get Rick's arm off, but...
Well, yeah, so I don't follow, and I know Tim really doesn't either, the Walking Dead comics. Does Carl lose his arm in the comic?
No, but Rick loses a hand, and he was supposed to lose it to the governor.
Gotcha. Okay.
So he's still got a couple extra limbs.
I feel like he's going to lose that hand this season.
And he becomes Aquaman, yeah.
But just to round things out, I think they did a really good job with Negan. Like, I can see a little bit of the comedian from The Watchmen in him, but that's just a little bit. He's probably he's my favorite freaking TV villain so far. Like, I think he's made my top 10 list forever.
I can't argue that. As of right now, yeah, he's fantastic.
He's also amazing. Got a charm to him, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's really hard to hate this guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Pretty white teeth, smiling at you when he's taking your life. It's awesome.
I read... last year, when they introduced him in the finale, shortly after that, I don't know where it was, I read it online, that they're going for, like, Negan to be, like, the Walking Dead Joker.
Ooh. Yeah,
I could see it. I could see it a little bit, just from how crazy he is. So,
yeah. So, I gotta ask you guys, do you use Vine at all, or did you use Vine at all, I should say?
I've used it a little bit. I don't have it anymore.
That's probably why it's doing what it's doing then.
Yeah, Twitter's firing like 9% of the workforce, and Vine's going along with it.
Wow.
Like, how do you feel? I don't think we've had a social media die in a while.
Not since Tout, I want to say.
What?
Yeah, it was a thing that WWE was trying to get off the ground. Like, it was basically Vine, but a little bit longer. I think it was 15-second videos instead of 7 or whatever Vine is. But, yeah, it was a thing for, like, 2 weeks.
Because, yeah, it was funny you guys brought up MySpace earlier. I said, I don't think we've had one go down.
Right. I mean, MySpace is still around.
Yeah.
People do that, huh?
People probably don't use it, but it's there.
Oh, we know one.
Yeah, there's one.
Oh, dude, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We should make one, man. I
avoided that entirely. Like, I was Facebook, I was, like, on it. Like, I was on it immediately, like, probably a year before most of the people I knew were getting on with, right?
Just make sure we're above Tom on your friend list. We just want to be above Tom. That's all we care about.
So Twitter and Vine are like, going down?
Twitter's losing 10%, or about 10% of their workforce, and then Vine is just going away completely because it was a Twitter property.
Gotcha.
So I'm bringing the biggest reason I'm bringing this up is because, like, I know that a lot of us use Twitter for information just on a lot of geeky stuff, like a lot of, like, movie announcements, you get cast pictures, set pictures, all that stuff come from Twitter.
I get all my news.
So, like, if you guys had to choose just one social media to get all that information from and give up everything else, what would it be?
I love Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, it's a toss-up for me between Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
Instagram's iconic and, like, too, like, look at this, it's cool.
It's hard to say because Facebook has already established something, and I think Facebook just keeps evolving. And everybody has Facebook, where Instagram, everybody has Instagram, too, but it's still, like, it's still that hot, up-and-coming thing.
Well, and Facebook videos have rebirthed, like, through Facebook. Like, it's becoming, like, the social media for... I mean, I love Facebook. Like I said, I'll never... get rid of it. Instagram is so simple, but I feel like people are trying to evolve Instagram into something more than it originally was supposed to be. Like, it's supposed to be iconic, put a picture up, a short little message. Now it's becoming like a engaged conversation with pictures.
Well, that's like the Snapchat. They're trying to go to ads and stuff for some of their video things that they do.
I use Snapchat, but not that often. I have it.
No, I'm not a big Snapchat person.
I'd go with Instagram as well, I guess. Yeah.
Why not? So I'm the only Twitter still hanging on,
I barely use Twitter at all. I'm all about the Snapchat and the Instagram.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, you know what I do not like about Twitter? And I don't know, like, who you gotta call or write to, like, get this through their head. Can you just take out, like, how when you type a message, how it only gives you so many words to type?
Oh, well, the character limit, yeah.
Well, there is a feature, there's something called Twit Longer, or Tweet Longer, or something like that, but it just gives a link for the rest of your tweet.
So I don't get it. I mean, I don't, it's like making an awesome video game and giving it like one level. Like, I don't understand.
Or, you know, making a game and then charging for half the stuff that should have came on the game already.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, get like this brand new Mario Brothers, like best one level ever. And it's like, oh, you want the other seven?
Download the DLC.
I don't think so.
Well, there are times it's hard. Like, there's times Matt, I feel like, baits me. Like, he'll go on, like, Twitter or Instagram and be like, I hate Mulan, knowing very well that I have passion about for the movie Mulan. And, like, he wants me to say something. But I won't. Right, I won't say something. I'll save it for an episode or something.
Well, speaking of movies, did you guys hear that Thor Ragnarok finally wrapped up filming?
Yes.
Yes. I'm excited. How can you not be excited?
I'm excited.
Nervous, yeah. But excited. You know, I'm always nervous for third properties from Marvel.
Well, I think the second Thor movie, The Dark World, was probably the biggest, like, improvement from, like, a first movie to a second movie for me.
Oh, by far, yeah.
Like, the first Thor movie, it was okay, but, like...
Oh, God.
You just made Matt and I cringe. No, really? I don't like the second movie at all. I don't like it at
hate
all.
The second movie.
I think really? It was better than the first one.
We really like the first one, oddly, and we do. Like, I put it at, like, 8 out of 10 for myself, 7 out of 10, somewhere in there. But the second one, I can't stand it. To me, it's like a Star Wars movie with, like, Lord of the Rings elves.
So, for me, second one was better, to me, story-wise. First one was better for entertainment-wise, to me.
Oh, that's a good... Yeah, that's a good song.
I mean, I agree with that. I mean, I can go with... Woo! Too much, first of all. I mean, I don't know where to begin. Natalie Portman, too much of it.
Wait, yeah, like...
Never bring her to Asgard, ever.
I was tired of Natalie Portman. Like, they could have done literally anything else with that. Like, if they would have just focused on the gym itself, that would have been okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the actress was more than the character at that point. It's like, well, it's Natalie Portman. It's co-star. We got to bring up to Asgard. She's got to be in 65% of the movie. Stupid. Second, her little buddies, the girl.
Oh, Kat Dennings.
The guy. Even Dr. Selvig and... Thor 2.
It was kind of funny. Like him running around all crazy and naked or whatever. That was kind of funny.
Oh, I just couldn't get into it. And Kat Dennings, man. They oversold it so hard.
Yeah, she didn't need to really be in there maybe one scene. Maybe.
Matt's hand's literally shaking. Like, his face was crunching up.
I'll tell you what, though. I did tell Tim this. I tell him a lot when we talk about the Thor movies. I tell him Thor himself. Thor, Loki, Odin... They were great.
Yeah, like the Loki Thor interaction towards the end of the movie where, like, they do the whole betrayal or fake betrayal thing. That was great.
Yes, I loved those characters. Great. The side characters I just mentioned, terrible. Should not even been in the movie. I'm sorry. When Thor is Thor, has a cape, has a hammer, can fly, and he gets into, like, a Honda Civic, I'm just not into it. I'm not into it at all.
Negan should have batted that. Hell out of Natalie Portman out of that movie.
That would have been great.
Well, with Ragnarok, we're supposed to get, like, Gladiator Hulk. Like, we're supposed to get Hulk with all the Gladiator armor on and stuff like that.
Now, are you familiar with World War Hulk?
Or Hulk?
Relatively. Like, I know the gist of it. I didn't actually read the comics, but I know the lines of it. And this sounds like this is the way they're going.
Yeah, same here. All I know is Planet Hulk, actually.
Yeah.
He becomes a gladiator, and he actually fights Beta Ray Bill in, like, an arena. And then Beta Ray Bill's like, I can take you back to Earth. He's like, no, I don't want to go back there and stuff. So I think they're supposed to do some kind of elements of that, but with Thor.
Hmm. And that's kind of exciting, because that means, like, maybe the next Hulk movie, if we do get another one, might start getting, like, the Red Hulks in there.
I would like to.
I like to see Red Hulk. I like to see Beta Ray Bill. I'm always excited about seeing Beta Ray Bill.
Are you guys familiar with Beta Ray Bill?
Yeah, he's the horse guy.
Yeah, he's is he a horse or a kangaroo?
What? I think he looks like a horse. I think he nailed it.
A horse? Okay. Oh, there's rumors, and I fully believe it, that he's going to be in Thor Ragnarok.
I hope so. Because, like, there are a lot of really goofy characters, too. Like, I really hope that at some point down the road, they at least do, like, a Howard the Duck Netflix special.
Yes!
That would be awesome. God, that would be great.
anything Netflix, I'll turn on. I'll give it a one shot through because it's Netflix.
Yeah.
Speaking of Netflix, did you guys see Punisher? The series Punisher is coming out in 2017.
Yeah, they actually got the cast all figured out and everything. That's exciting.
That's good.
They've been shooting Punisher already, and it was like, well, you kept getting these set pictures. Well, when is it coming out? Everyone's asking. And I don't know if it was yesterday or 2 days ago. They finally came out and said that's going to be released in 2017 on Netflix. They just didn't say what month.
Oh. Probably be December just because.
Yeah, December 31st.
We said it was 2017.
Right? The logistics of it, because I like that. It's probably right. It'd be cool. Actually, you know what, though? It's kind of funny, but think about it. What if we released it on, like Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas Eve, and then the Punisher series was set in, like, Hell's Kitchen during Christmas?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
Well, no, they just have to do a Defenders Christmas special, right?
Yeah, like Star Wars.
It's got to be better than
No,
Star
not
Wars.
The Star Wars Christmas special.
Yeah, come on. It would be awesome. I love Ewoks and Christmas trees. That's my holiday.
Hey, Danica.
Huh?
Are you a Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock Holmes fan, or are you a Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes fan?
Benedict.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right, what about you guys? Benedict Cumberbatch or Robert Downey Jr.?
Tim, you take this first. Oh, you know what? Actually, let me go first. You might have more to say. I'll just fight out. I'm going to go RDJ.
Okay.
I don't have much more to say.
It's okay that you guys are wrong, but okay.
Wow.
Well, I got good news for you guys. Well, at least one of you, it sounds like.
Well, I'm RDJ too, so.
They have a Sherlock Holmes 3 movie ready to go.
Nice.
Like, Robert Downey Jr., Jude Law are getting ready to go. They have, like, a plot hole they're sitting down with writers to try to figure out, but we're getting a third movie.
I didn't dislike the movies. I just really like the series. I'm mad that they take forever to have a next episode, though.
I'll go see the third movie, though. I mean, I will. Did you see the first two, Matt? First one.
Yeah, and the same way. I haven't seen the second one still yet.
Really?
Yeah.
The second one was fantastic.
I've heard nothing but good about it. I just haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
It's held up, too.
Oh, it has? Okay, yeah. Good. That's good.
All right.
The second one is better, I feel.
Okay.
If I remember right.
You get a lot more of the stuff that you liked from the first movie.
Okay.
And it's not just Sherlock doing his Sherlock thing, either. Like, you start seeing other characters getting in there, too. So you get a little bit of Jude Law doing the Sherlock thing, and, like, becoming a little bit of a detective. And then you also have Moriarty, who's the biggest Sherlock villain, and you get stuff from his perspective too. It's just great.
He's a cool villain. Well, I mean, actually, it might make my top list of villains. I liked him in that movie.
He was a really good Moriarty. Like, I've seen the Moriarty from the Benedict Cumberbatch series. Speaking of, like, people trying to be Jokers for a show, he seems like he's just trying to be a Joker for a show.
Yeah. It's funny, I can't remember him on the series much, because I never got through the entire series.
Like, he's just trying to be, like I said, a Joker wannabe. He's going around planting bombs places and, like, putting cryptic messages, and it's a little bit like if the Joker would meet the Riddler.
Oh, okay.
Whereas, like, the one that was in the Robert Downey Jr. ones, he was a little bit more like, I don't know, a little bit more like a supervillain to me.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll check it out.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, just,
hey, I wanted to ask you guys, what is your thoughts on Tim Miller leaving Deadpool?
Oh, right, I heard about that.
Yeah, I'm scared about that too. I was going to bring it up. I figured.
I didn't know how to feel about that one.
Well, the thing is, like I heard and read was that they pretty much disagreed on. Well, they disagree on Kyle Chandler. Well, I'm a fan. I love Kyle Chandler, but playing Cable. And as much as I like Kyle Chandler, I don't think he's, you know, I don't think he'd be a good Cable.
Yeah, the rumors for Ron Perlman were, like, going all over the place.
Well, I want to see, what's his name? He was in Don't Breathe. He was the guy in Don't Breathe, the old man.
Oh, him, yeah. The blind guy.
I want to see him at the Cable. Think of his name.
I did just see a meme actually on Facebook talking about that, how this is funnier, and it shows the title credit of the overpaid tool as director. It's like, this is funnier now.
Yeah. What's going to have the better outcome? Is it going to be Guardians 2 or Deadpool 2?
Oh, Guardians 2.
Guardians 2 is going to blow Deadpool 2 out of the water, yeah, for sure. Like,
at this point,
I think it was good timing and good spacing between the two to have them so far apart, but head-to-head, I think Guardians wins all day.
Oh, yeah, and especially with that teaser we got already. Like, I can't wait for that one.
I'm stoked.
As far as Deadpool 2 goes, I heard they're keeping the screenwriters and all that, but it's just Tim Miller is not directing anymore, so it kind of freaks me out a little bit.
My fear for Deadpool 2 is that it's going to be basically Deadpool again, just same joke, same everything, just different villain.
As long as we don't get like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Cable, I'm okay.
Oh God!
As long as I'm
Cable the Terminator.
As long as he does like Mr. Freeze type puns, I'll allow that.
Oh man, I'll give you some blasphemy. I was telling Matt this. I actually watched the latest Terminator more than the first one.
I just watched it like a week ago. I hated myself for it.
It's a terrible movie.
It is.
It's so entertaining. It's super terrible. It is. And then the punchline is horrible. Like, you're just like cringing with like when you get to the end of the movie. But
no,
it's still entertaining.
No, a terrible movie that's entertaining is the Sharknadoes. That Terminator has no business being anywhere close to that.
So, a quick question. I actually didn't see either. I probably never will. What's worse, or what would you rather watch? The new Terminator or the new Independence Day?
I still haven't seen the new Independence Day yet.
I would go new Terminator all day.
I've never seen the Terminator movies.
Wait, what?
But I'd rather watch those, probably. My parents didn't love me, and I'm deprived.
And she needs to go to sleep.
At least the Terminator movies have the time travel, like, cop-out, whereas, like, the newer Independence Day, they killed freaking, what's-his-face's character, Will Smith's character, just by saying he was a test pilot and he died in a freak accident.
You can't kill
Will Smith like that.
But yeah, he survived an alien invasion and going into space with Jeff Goldblum. But a test.
You guys are getting my heart going. I'm watching it when we get off here. Like, I can't wait.
I need to see this too.
I saw it. I'm telling you, I oddly like it because it's just stupid. It's really just bad. But I love it. Like, April and I are like waiting to watch it again. But I'll tell you what, it's Halloween. Did you guys see? You should see Lights Out.
Lights Out.
I haven't seen that one
no.
yet.
No.
I haven't seen that either.
I've seen the trailers, haven't seen that one yet.
I guess I'm losing credibility with you guys here, but you should.
I know what it is.
Tell me on it. Give us your quick review, real quick. We got time for like one little review.
No, it's short and simple, and it's not. It doesn't have the typical layout of a typical horror movie. It's a vicious silhouette. I'll tell you what makes it scary. A little bit of a spoiler. The mom is always talking to this thing, this apparition in front of the kid, which that's what the thing I like about it. It's eerie. Huh. It's not just a movie where no one believes the kid. The kid's constantly seeing his mom like in the corner, like, don't worry, it's not going to touch you. And he's like, Mom, who are you talking to? Like, and it starts like right away. It's a fast-paced movie. Like, immediately it starts, and then it just goes through.
What would you give it out of 10, Tim?
I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
7? Solid.
Solid. Well, guys, thanks for joining us again this morning. This is great.
For sure, man. I had a great
thanks.
Time.
And happy Halloween to you guys.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you, too. Have fun. Stay safe out there. Yeah. I know you guys haven't had any clown sightings yet, but be careful. They're out there. Yet.
We're going to find him, man.
Dave said one finally popped up in Arizona. So.
Yeah, after I left, but there hasn't been one here since I've come back. Coincidence?
All right, guys, have a good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, too.
That's Matt and Tim from the Not So Much Bad Show joining us every Friday morning for some geeky news, some extra special geeky news. We'll be back after me first in Gimme Gimmies, 89.9 KJRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Thank you. Now, the time has come for us to embark on a quest into the great unknown. We shall scavenge the internet depths and discover its obscure trinkets and knickknacks and attempt to guess their worth.
Yeah!
Prepare your ears for...
The price is wrong, bitch.
Okay!
Contestants, come on down.
89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz, and I'll tell you something. We're playing The Price is Wrong, but the price is right on these brand new KGRG items, like this brand new KGRG messenger bag.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby. If you want that, plus a little extra, it's $40 for the KGRG Premium Sports Pack. Includes a KGRG FM and KGRG One sticker pack, KGRG FM patch, KGRG FM messenger bag, and baby, that's brand new.
Yeah.
Brand spanking new. Like, nobody up at the station even has one.
No, we don't. I haven't even seen them yet.
Right?
But they're here. I just haven't seen them. Don't even. I'm still salty about yesterday.
If you want to hear about what Dave's talking about, go ahead and listen to yesterday's episode on the brand new KGRG.com. That one you can actually see.
Yes, you can.
Let's have the place press drum where I have a few items and my lovely contestants. They gotta guess what the price is on them. These are pretty great.
Okay.
So we'll start with our first item. The new MAC scented candle.
Wait, what?
That's right, the new MAC scented candle. Like, who doesn't love the scent of a freshly opened Apple product? Oh, well, now you can relive that. We can relive that experience every day with the new MAC scented candle.
I thought this was a different MAC.
This candle will burn for 50 hours, giving you an almost never-ending scent of a new MAC.
Ooh.
So if you like that new computer smell before you infect it with viruses and adult films, this is a candle for you. Danica, how much do you think it costs for the smell of a new computer?
I'm going to go $20.
$20.
A MAC scented candle, so I'm sure it's Apple products, so I'm going to go $49.99 for some $50.
Alrighty. For a certain sum, you can get your brand new MAC scented candle for $24.
Damn
even.
It.
Yeah.
Dave, you're way over, buddy.
Yeah, I was thinking Apple, you know, they overcharge for everything.
I mean, it's $24 for a candle, that's so expensive.
That's still pretty big.
That's why I went 20, because I'm like, candles are like $24, $25, so.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't buy candles enough.
Neither do I.
I bought one that the other day that smells like red chai. I just want to go home and smell it.
Our next item, this is for all you coffee lovers out there. A tough portable coffee maker.
A tough portable?
That's
Corbin
right.
Needs it.
Yeah.
You can rip a K-cup anywhere with this tough portable coffee maker. Its dust and water resistant body will withstand anything you can throw at it. A perfect addition to any campsite to quickly brew up a coffee in the morning. Like, this looks like something you bring to, like, maybe even a construction site, man. This is heavy duty stuff.
Huh.
It's like hard plastic. It's got enough room for like a mug. You put your little K-cup in there. Delicious.
Okay.
So let's start with Dave on this one. Uh-huh. How much do you think the tough portable coffee maker costs?
Tough portable. And it makes K-cups?
Makes K-cups. So you're looking at like little individual mugs.
$39.
$39. Okay.
Ooh, I think it's more than that. I'm gonna go 40. Sorry, Dave.
Yikes.
Son of a bitch.
Well, for a certain sum, you can get your very own tough portable coffee maker that makes tough portable coffee on the go with K-cups.
I hope it's $39.99.
Oh, Dave, you're way off.
Dang it.
I knew
it was way too
cheap.
You can get it for $260.
I knew it was going to be like at least over 100, but I was like on that chance that it's not going to be mean to Dave.
Those K-cup machines alone, are you kidding?
A portable one, like it's going to be a lot. If you go to a store, Dave.
I don't drink coffee, damn it.
I don't either, but.
All right.
Wow. So she's up 2-0. Is this like winner take all now for the?
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
All right.
I didn't make up these rules.
So what's our showcase then?
Our showcase. All right. First item in the showcase, a pocket shot arrow slingshot.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's right. You can practice your love of archery everywhere without lugging around an entire bow with this pocket shot arrow slingshot. Boop. Additionally, you can shoot steel balls as well. Great for a day of target practice in the field.
Can you shoot steel panthers though?
No.
Yeah, this is a little like, it looks like, I don't know, an elastic sock, and you stick your arrow down there and you pull up back and you let go. It's fantastic. Next item we got is the water balloon Russian roulette, bringing back a little something from last week.
Ooh.
The last time we did this. So if you ever need to settle a dispute and you can't think of a fair and balanced way to find the resolution, you can try the Russian roulette water balloon.
Be serious. People died in that.
Leave it up to chance to avoid getting splashed. This hilarious water balloon gag will be sure to be a hit at your next pool party or summer gathering. Because, you know, that's only like 8 months away.
Right.
All you have to do is cock the hammer, pull the trigger, and say a small prayer in hopes that your chamber is empty. Much safer than using a great revolver, even if it might not be as exhilarating.
Wow.
So, like, it's this little revolver-looking thing and a balloon strapped to the end. And I think there's like a pin or something in like the chamber. So when you pull the trigger, if nothing happens, you're okay. But supposedly, if you pull the trigger, hits the balloon against the side of your head, and you're just watered everywhere. These are big balloons, too, man.
We here on the Buzz do not condone playing Russian roulette, even with water bottle, water balloon guns.
What about the video game, though, Dave? All right, last item in the showcase, we have the bubble wrap calendar for 2017, because it's getting towards the end of the year here.
The what calendar?
The bubble wrap calendar.
Can you pop it?
That's right. You can celebrate every day just like a kid again with this 2017 calendar, excuse me. Yeah, bubble wrap.
Yay!
With 365 days to pop, you'll get a small buzz every day.
Ha!
Hey!
Ha!
Or you can just wait a few weeks and pop them all at once for maximum fun.
No.
Be sure to get this one early in the year to make sure you get the most of your bubble popping experience. Pop. If you like waking up with only one toe on the ground, you can lay this out underneath your bed for a quick pop right when you wake up.
Hey, Cork.
What's up?
Pop, pop. What? Community? Come on.
Oh, okay.
Pop, pop.
All right, so, yeah, your bubble wrap calendar, so you just sort of pop the day that happened already. You have your pocket shot arrow slingshot and your water balloon Russian roulette.
I'm going to go $50 for the whole thing.
$50 for the whole thing. All right. Dave?
I'm going to go $60 for the whole thing.
Oh, man. For a certain sum, you can get your very own... excuse me. Water balloon Russian roulette gun. You can get your pocket shot arrow slingshot and bubble wrap calendar 2017 for... Oh, man, you guys are going to be disappointed with this one. $132.
Yay!
For bubble wrap and balloons?
And the water gun balloon roulette thing.
Yeah, and this slingshot thing is pretty
nifty.
You get
all this stuff at the dollar store.
Oh, yeah, it does. It really does.
Well, the pocket shot arrow slingshot alone is like $90, man.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's a slingshot that shoots arrows. Like, real arrows or like those Nerf
No,
foam?
Real arrows, man.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking it was like those Nerf arrow things.
No, man. This is a real deal. That's your... The Price is Wrong for this week. We'll have it probably back eventually. I don't know, man. We'll be back with Love Connection after Jimmy Eat World, 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
Hi.
It apparently is worth fighting for.
Time to fall in love. Okay. You know what you can fall in love with? The KGRG T-Pack.
Ooh.
That's right. For $25, you can get a KGRG FM and KGRG 1 sticker pack, KGRG FM patch, and a KGRG FM listener tee. And attract all the ladies.
Ladies.
You did it.
So it's time for the love connection, Adyanka. What is?
Creepy or fun or like weird texts that you get on from the dudes or the ladies sometimes.
Yeah, man.
On
a couple creepy lady
on the
ones.
Tinder or the whatever dating app or just plain old texts. Sometimes there's been some emails. I don't know. But we find them and we read them.
There we go. So you ready for the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
Are you going to do it? Because if you are, you should do it in a creepy voice.
Oh man. I'm trying to think of my best creepy voices. I'm pretty creepy as it is,
like a
man.
College professor that's trying to, like, play with a student lady.
I was thinking the Tally voice. That's pretty creepy.
The male Chilean tortoise is said to travel hundreds of miles from the western shores of Chile all the way to Montevideo on the Atlantic coast of Uruguay to find the perfect pineapple for his soulmate. If I were a tortoise, I would bring you such a perfect pineapple.
So what you're wanting to say is he would walk 500 miles?
Yep. No, he would swim 500
miles just to be the
tortoise.
Tortoise. Yeah, tortoise.
Little tortoise is coming out of a shell. Tortoise don't swim.
Tell that to the thing in Finding Dory Nemo thing.
No, this is a sea turtle. Tortoises don't swim.
Same difference.
If you're listening out there, don't make your tortoise swim.
Oh.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Do you do drugs? You look like you do drugs!
What the heck? Like, that's...
I don't even know... Like, that's a very acceptable person, like, reaction to that one.
Yeah.
Like, I know how somebody can look like they do drugs.
But don't ask them.
No! Don't be that straightforward with it.
No! There are things that you don't ask. Are you pregnant? And do you do drugs? You don't ask that.
There are certain recreational substances that are legal in Washington State, And maybe you'll leave that for like the second or the third day.
You down to smoke? You down to smoke? You down to meth? You down to do some meth? Don't ask that one.
Like, maybe if you met them in a certain area, if you had like a mutual friend or something, you knew the other person did the thing, maybe ask them if they want to smoke.
Or they're your drug dealer. Like, maybe.
Or if you're dating your drug dealer. But don't to a stranger on Tinder like, "Hey, yo, girl, you like doing drugs? Got something you can smoke?" These nuts!
Oh.
Hickory smoked. Got him.
Oh, stop it.
All right, next one we got. Are you an archaeologist?
No.
Because I have a large bone that needs to be examined.
Get out of here.
I don't... Like, what would your response be on that one, Danica? Like, to that second part.
Goodbye.
Fair enough, Dave.
Probably the same. Goodbye.
Like, I'm not a doctor, but I'll take a look.
Like, I'll be here saying goodbye.
They call me the Skull Crusher.
I'm going to do this next one.
That's all you, homie.
You have nice skin. I'd love to wear it as a onesie.
What the hell?
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets
the hose
skinned again? God.
Right. We got one more.
Get out.
You started off there, buddy.
Hey!
Hi.
You're very pretty.
Thank you.
You might need a wheelchair after I'm done with you. You like pumpkin spice lattes?
Are you threatening to break my legs? Are you threatening to break my legs in a Starbucks?
Bitch, I might be.
What?
Those are two very different conversations.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, boy, howdy.
It took a turn on the wheelchair.
On the wheelchair of fame. Like, on the wheelchair of fame.
If you're going to go that way, you got to commit.
You really do.
That's commitment right there, I guess. And that's what you're looking for with a love connection, right? Commitment.
I guess.
Not with any of these people. Maybe the Chilean tortoise guy.
Yeah, he was pretty smooth.
He was a keeper.
If you have bad Tinder messages you want to send to us, hit us up at TheBuzzKJRG and send us to a... on Facebook, on Twitter at TheBuzzKJRG, or, you know what, shoot, email us if you feel old-fashioned. That's TheBuzz@KJRG.com, TheBuzz@KJRG.com. Send us your bad pickup lines, your...
Slide into our DMs.
Your weird Twitter messages,
Timber.
I don't know, man.
Timbits.
It's that kind of Friday morning
right
here on The Buzz.
We should open up a MySpace just for our intern.
No.
Yeah, Dance Gavin Dance up next, 89.9 KJRG.
No, Devin, don't dance.
He wants to.
Dance. One of these three contestants is spoopier than the others. Adanica, Cork, or Taylor.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It! With your host, Dave!
Dave's not here!
I am here, and it is Buzz It! Your favorite trivia game right here on The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM.
Hey, one of these things is poopier than the other.
Stop
one
it.
Of these things just don't belong.
Hey!
Sorry, Mike. We haven't had that in a while.
Right?
I forgot about that, actually.
I guess he's trying to work, maybe? I don't know. But yeah, it is trivia. We have a special guest, promotions director Taylor.
Hello.
Squad fan Taylor.
Yay!
Mainly because our interns didn't want to show up today.
Yikes.
I'm awesome.
By God, they're dead.
Yeah, Adanica needed souls.
Also, Andrea, if you're listening this morning, she's here an hour early to do her news.
Yeah, Andrea.
Andrea.
Andrea was late because she had to go to the bathroom, Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Is that what she said? She was late because she had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
she was already here.
Yep.
In the newsroom. And I turned around for 2 seconds and she goes to the bathroom.
Yep. And then it was news time and she wasn't around.
Is Andrea the new son of a bitch, Tim?
Oh, we did that. We did that.
It's time for trivia.
It is time for trivia. I told you the rules, Taylor, off air. Do you remember them?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, question number one. In the song American Pie, what month made Don McLean shiver?
Adanica. February.
Wow. Know your Don McLean.
Oh, boy.
See, it's quick. I tried to tell you it's quick.
Unlike my brain.
Dave tries to tell everybody it's quick, don't worry.
Hey. Hey.
You just made the list.
Question number two. Nylon is named after what two cities?
Cork?
Cork.
Nairobi and Babylon?
I'm dead.
Danica or Taylor? Nylon was named after what two cities?
I was only thinking of Babylon. I don't know what the other one would be.
Danica.
Danica.
Is London one of them?
It might be.
And Nigeria.
Cities.
Cork?
Taylor gets to guess.
She guessed. Yeah. She did Babylon.
Yeah. I just guessed one.
She didn't buzz in, though.
Oh, my bad. Taylor.
Taylor.
And the only one I got was Babylon.
Cork?
Multiple choice.
New York and London?
Wow.
Really?
NY, New York, London.
Whatever.
Well, okay. My brain's not functioning, apparently.
Question number three.
Oh, don't worry. It's always this painful.
Yeah, it is. Especially the first time.
It really is.
Something Dave sells everybody.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Drink it in.
No.
Question number three. What is the capital city of Cuba?
Cork?
Cork.
Havana?
Havana.
Havana banana?
What's Havana?
Havana be anywhere else but here.
Question number four. In jewelry, how many carats is pure gold?
A Danica.
24. Dang it.
I used to be a jeweler.
Now you're a Baby Fight Club runner. Why didn't you buzz in?
Because I was too slow at it. I was debating.
There was like a good 5-second delay there.
I was debating between that or something else. So.
All I know is that carrots are good for your eyes.
Question number five. Is that Lucy in the skies with her eyes with diamonds?
Stop it. Oh my goodness.
Gold?
Stop it.
Question number five. What is the most abundant gas in the Earth's atmosphere?
Cork.
Cork.
Methane.
Not in your atmosphere, in the Earth's atmosphere.
Danica.
You're Danica.
CO2.
Taylor. Oxygen? No.
Cork?
Cork.
Ozone?
Multiple choice.
Everybody's back in. What is the most abundant gas in the Earth's atmosphere? Is it hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, or other gases?
Taylor. Nitrogen?
There it is. She got one right! She did the thing! I was kind of hoping someone would just say other gases.
Is that like the Colonel's 11 secret herbs and gases?
Yep.
Yeah.
That make the methane around you. Question number six. What was the highest score Michael Jordan ever recorded in a single NBA game? Like, how many points did he have was his most?
I don't know. This is a sports ball
question. I mean, Cork?
Cork.
I've scored like 200 with him on like NBA jams once.
In real life. What was the highest score Michael Jordan ever recorded in a single NBA game? A Danica or Taylor?
A Danica. Gonna go 34. I don't know.
Taylor?
132.
Multiple choice.
What was the highest score Michael Jordan ever recorded in a single NBA game? Was it 56, 69, 83?
Danica.
A Danica.
69.
It actually was.
Oh my God.
It was against the Cavs in 1990.
I'm struggling to say my name.
That's a huge problem because that's your buzzer.
I know.
Question number seven. What country has more volcanoes than any other?
Ooh.
A Danica. Panama. I don't know what I'm saying.
Panama!
That's right.
Cork?
The United States of America?
That's what I think.
We actually don't
lead
in that.
Really? Because I think like Hawaii alone.
Yeah.
Nope. Taylor, anything?
Ring of Fire.
I don't know. The Caribbean? I don't know.
Cork? Greenland?
Multiple choice?
Sure.
Nairobi?
Which country has more volcanoes than any other? Is it the Philippines, Indonesia, Peru, or Iceland?
A Danica.
Indonesia. It is Indonesia.
Oh.
Because there's so many little islands, most of those are like volcanoes on the islands. There's like 100 of them. Question number eight. In total, how many pawns are there at the start of a chess match?
Cork?
Cork.
12.
A Danica?
16. Dang it! You beat me too.
I don't even want to know the score anymore.
Yeah, you do. 5 for Danica, 2 for you. Taylor got one at least, so
hey,
proud of you.
On the board.
Question number 9. Just for funsies. What was the first name of Sylvester Stallone's Rambo character?
Oh, I never seen
Cork.
Rambo.
Cork.
John Rambo.
John.
Yeah.
Obi John Rambo Kenobi.
Obi John Rambo Cannoli.
Question 10. What letter appears on the most Scrabble tiles?
Ooh.
Taylor. E.
She got 2.
Oh.
But.
Only because I can know from my grandma.
A Danica. Coming in here, kicking ass, taking names. Victory
I'd like
speech.
To thank Dolly Parton, and that's it.
What?
You can listen to Mad every 9 to midnight on Mondays if you want to get that reference.
Yeah.
I think I will have to.
It's also on demand on the brand new KGRD.com.
But if you want to come up here and help host our show, maybe play some trivia, play some of our fun games, and as well as get a bunch of other cool stuff like a KGRG FM hoodie, the messenger bag, sticker pack, pretty much everything we got, give us a call, donate $89.90, and you can come up and beat Danica, beat Cork. Don't have to beat Taylor. She probably won't be here.
Oh.
If they do
anything's
that,
possible.
I'll give them, we'll give them the hoodie, but I will buy Blowfish. So we can have hoodie and the Blowfish.
What?
That's just like you, Cork.
Oh my god.
That's just like you to make a pun like that.
Can you please leave?
By following in reverse right here on KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. News up next.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show, returning to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. For tickets and guest announcements, you can visit jetcitycomicshow.com.
Hey, phrasing!
I don't know that was phrasing, but whatever.
I'll say that's a little late, I think.
You're a little late.
That's what she said.
Yikes. something you don't want to be late on.
No.
Get a hold of the sweet KGRG swag.
Ooh.
Like our premium sports pack. Where you get your KGRG FM and KGRG 1 sticker pack, your KGRG FM patch, and your KGRG FM messenger bag to stuff all your sweet, cool, awesome stuff in, like your books and your backpack. And your pencils,
so what
and
you're,
your binder.
So what you're saying is, Cork, is that we have backpacks.
We have backpacks now.
We are the captain
now. I had this conversation with T2 yesterday. Have you ever seen anybody actually buy a backpack from the paper tree?
No.
No.
See, I'm not getting this in backpacks. That's time for your news.
Wow.
This first news story brings us to Dave's home state of Arizona.
Oh, no.
Where a man stops at an In-N-Out Burger drive-thru during a police chase.
What?
Please say this was Laughlin, Nevada.
No, this was Arizona. This is Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Where a driver stopped at the drive-thru of a fast food restaurant during a low-speed police chase on Wednesday night. Phoenix police pursued a suspect as he stopped at an In-N-Out Burger location and appeared to order food, according to KSAZ. The driver, Josh Adkins, had an outstanding warrant and did not stop for officers as they pursued him in a white pickup truck beginning at 10:30 p.m. Adkins pulled through the drive-thru and spent several minutes ordering before pulling out and exiting the parking lot without being stopped by police. He then drove to a nearby neighborhood and walked in the backyard, where he surrendered to officers.
Okay. You guys don't know... You guys don't understand this, because you don't have In-N-Out up here.
Yeah, we got dicks, though.
You don't have In-N-Out, though.
I've been to In-N-Out.
Then you understand.
I do.
You understand
so
this.
So it's worth, during a police chase, to go through the drive-thru.
I would go through it with the murdered body in my car.
The last time I went to In-N-Out, we were in the drive-thru, and they gave us placemats. I'm like, I'm in a car.
Yep.
I don't need a placemat.
Yep.
Next one we got is local. Brings us to Arlington, Washington, where a woman was arrested for arson in downtown fire. The kicker on this one is that police have arrested a 53-year-old woman for arson in connection with Monday's fire that destroyed a commercial building in downtown Arlington. After the investigation, the Arlington Fire Marshal's Office ruled the cause of the fire as intentional. Investigators say that on the night of the fire, police and firefighters discovered a small space at the rear of the commercial building that was being used as a residence, despite the fact that the building was not permitted for residential use. One of the stores destroyed in the fire, Two Bits and More Thrift Shop, had created an apartment in the back storage area and was renting it out. Detectives interviewed the tenant of the space and learned that he and the suspect, his estranged wife, had argued earlier that evening. 15 minutes after they argued, she reportedly called him and threatened to burn down his residence. Yeah, Arlington police detectives later obtained evidence and confirmed that she had returned to the residence just after 7 p.m. and left about 5 minutes later. The fire was discovered moments later. A 53-year-old woman, man, making it lit.
Yeah. It's lit, fam.
So, dude. I feel terrible. Next
you should
story.
Feel god-awful for that.
I miss Spencer.
Next news story I got for you. This one's like straight out of like a heist movie or like an action movie.
Straight out of Compton?
Not quite. Straight out of SeaTac, actually.
Oh.
Where suspects steal $400,000 worth of diamonds in SeaTac. That's right. Detectives of the King County Sheriff's Office are asking the public for any witnesses who may have seen an organized diamond robbery in SeaTac on Tuesday, which may have looked like a car accident to people passing by. Detectives believe the heist is related to two other similar robberies of diamond couriers in Bellevue and Kirkland within the past few months. According to deputies, before noon, the victims were driving a black Nissan four-door on the northbound on-ramp of Interstate 5 and South 188th Street when a black four-door passenger car cut them off and stopped them in front of them. Then another vehicle struck the victim's vehicle from behind. Two masked men wearing sunglasses approached the victim's car, broke two windows, and assaulted the driver and took a bag containing over $400,000 in diamonds. Then the suspects fled in a black car.
Ooh.
Right? Like, they stopped them on I-5.
Oh.
Damn.
That's insane.
That is.
Like I said, straight out of a freaking action movie. And then, last news story I got for you. A man was jailed for repeatedly calling 911 after mom refused money for IHOP.
Same.
You mean pancake emergency is a real thing.
Same.
Fivest. Give us pancakes or we'll call the cops on you.
You better bring them, Fivest. Find me IRL.
Every time I have gone to IHOP since Fivest became a pancake, she has not been there.
She's not a pancake then. Maybe she's a sausage.
A local man is in jail accused of abusing the 911 system. North Palm Beach police responded to an apartment complex in North Castlewood Drive numerous times after officers said 52-year-old Gerald Anderson kept calling 911 for non-emergencies. Police said Anderson placed two 911 calls in just 2 hours, one in reference to his mother refusing to give him money to buy food at IHOP, and at that point the officers were fed up. Anderson's arrest report states that North Palm Beach officers have responded to the apartment at least 14 times since September 18th, 2016 for similar disturbances, and every time they've spoken with Anderson, he's been intoxicated. Yeah, these phony calls end up tying up dispatchers, officers, ultimately affecting those who truly need help at the very moment. This is just like when we had the story on, was that Wednesday, where somebody was sending out that Twitter link making people, like, call 911 without intent? If that makes any sense?
Yeah.
Like, they're doing it without them actually doing it as, like, a virus or whatever. Doing stupid stuff like this stops people from getting actual help when they need it.
Yeah,
you need your IHOP, but you need a whole lot of other help, and the police can't help you with that, and neither can IHOP. We're sorry. So, Dave, what do you got for sports?
In sports, possible good news for Seattle getting an NBA and NHL team. I know this is like a broken record by now, but apparently there's a group led by a guy named Tim Lewicki. He wants to renovate the Key Arena so that it is actually going to be able to house an NHL and NBA team.
So this is separate from Tim Lyman, who wants to do the separate sports arena in Soto, right?
Yeah, same with Scott Hansen. The Hansen Group did offer to pay for the new arena. Not that Hansen. Not that Hansen Group. It's a demo! But no, yeah, the group offered to pay for the new arena privately. That was going to be down in the Soto District. But now that this is happening, I could kind of see them staying at the Key Arena and building that out better. Apparently, they want to turn the whole arena 45 degrees. That way, they can build it out. I was looking at the plans. It looks really interesting and really weird at the same time. But Lewicki has experience in this. He is the former president of Maple Leaf Sports, which owns the Toronto Maple Leafs and Toronto Raptors. Mm-hmm. So he has kind of experience getting teams in.
Sounds
where they
like something off of friggin' SpongeBob, man. What if we take the arena and we turn it 45 degrees?
Yep.
It really does. Though.
But and then also last night, did you watch that game last night, by the way?
The soccer game?
No, the football game.
No.
Well, don't worry. The Jags look like crap, literally.
They got the color rush uniforms out again.
Nice.
And they lost to the Titans 36-22. Blake Bortles, Jacksonville quarterback, went 33 for 54 in the loss. Threw for three TDs. That's a tongue twister. What do you think of these color rush uniforms? The all solid color thing that they do on Thursday nights?
They're rushing me to a migraine.
Yes, thank you. They had I still remember the Bills and the Jets one last year had the colorblind people like pissed off. Because they couldn't see which team was which because it was all bright red, all bright green.
Oh God!
As your sports and news for this hour, we'll be back with we have the six pack up next.
We do.
8.9 KGRG.
And I'm scared.
You should be. Spooptacular.
Spoopy.
You're listening to the buzz.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with the buzz.
The buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. It's time for our six-pack. Top six list of things that are awesome, sometimes not so awesome. This morning, a little bit on the not-so-awesome side.
Oh.
But if you want something to go along with that six-pack, how about a fan pack?
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
Fan
for just
pack.
$10, you can get a KGRG fan pack, which includes a KGRG FM sticker, a KGRG 1 sticker, and a KGRG FM patch.
Now, to be clear, this is not a fan knee pack.
Oh,
I wish
God,
it was.
No, you don't.
Oh, we need to find that song.
Yes, we do.
Because you look good in a fanny pack. But this morning's six pack is going to be it's the top six worst Halloween costumes of 2016. The ones you don't want to get. Like, if you're still doing your last-minute Halloween, like, costume shopping, do not buy these ones.
Okay.
Do not. All right, so we'll open up with...
Hang on, before you do that, you'll know when to hit the can. Go ahead. Number six.
God damn it. Number six, the inflatable Jabba the Hutt.
Wait, what?
That's right, because if you're... Are you bored of 50-50 trick-or-treat odds?
No.
Well, add in a third variable by making people guess whether you've come dressed as Jabba the Hutt, a gargantuan twerd, or Mother Teresa.
Oh.
Like, this thing, it looks like a giant walking turd.
Wow.
Plus, like...
So, the Jaguars uniforms?
Exactly. Plus, like, the 50-50 trick-or-treat odds, you don't know if it's a dude in there or if it's a chick in there. So,
right.
If you're going to hit on it... You better be damn sure.
Right.
You're not getting hit on if you were in that costume.
No.
I'm just saying.
True that. Number five.
Ooh.
The bacon suit.
Wait. No.
Like a...
I will eat you.
A suit. Like a normal suit, right?
Just, oh.
It looks like bacon.
Oh, I thought it was like you were a single strip of bacon with your head poking out or something.
No, it's like a button-up suit made out of bacon.
I hate everything.
So
it looks
I.
like it's made out of bacon. Yet another one that kills two birds with one stone, doubling as both a Halloween costume and an MTV Music Awards outfit. That's if you don't mind looking like Ed Gein, who made clothing out of women's skin. And fun fact, you should mind if you look like him.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't look like bacon as much as it looks like you're wearing somebody's flesh.
Remember when I was like 8 and I watched that movie and I had to watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit after it? And I was like, I don't care that it's 2 in the morning. I can't sleep.
But yeah, the bacon looks really super pixelated and it just looks awful. It's bad. And then we got number 4 here. Number 4. All right, this is only number 4, remember.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump.
Of course.
Donald Trump will undoubtedly go down as the biggest cliche of Halloween 2016.
Yeah.
So if you're still going to buy this costume, keep two things in mind. You'll need some fake tan, a really, really big fake tan, to pull off it completely.
And people are going to be mean to you.
And wearing it does not excuse you from grabbing a woman's lady bits.
So, do they have orange tan, or do you just get, like, orange soda and douse yourself in it? Or
you get a bunch of Cheetos.
No, there you go.
And you eat them.
There you go.
And you just rub your hands all over your face. Ow, I
see, this spray tan, except you go super extra dark. And you gotta do, like, the cat butt face like Alex Baldwin.
Oh, God, he's been doing so good with that.
Yeah, what might seem like a harmless Halloween joke between friends is actually sexual assault waiting to happen. So, yeah.
So, if he does that to, like, someone who's dressed up as Hillary Clinton, then what?
Oh, God.
Like, seriously,
Does the world implode?
Don't, stay away from the Hillary Clinton one in general. Like, pick something fun.
Yeah, we know it's going to be, like, 90% Harley Quinn, another 80% Slutty Cat, probably.
There's a lot of people.
Slutty everything.
Yeah.
Slutty Jabba the Hutt.
Slutty Jabba the Hutt.
Wearing the gold bikini.
Oh, man. Again, we're in the middle of our beginning of our Fall Plus Drive. It already feels like we're in the middle of like,
yeah, it does.
We're in the middle of our six-pack. Beginning of Fall Plus Drive. If you want to donate to the station, help keep us on the airwaves, that's 253-833-5004. Make a donation. It goes a long way. We're all students here. We do this for fun, and we're doing this to get a degree, too. So help a station out.
Also, bad contract negotiating skills.
Yeah, we need to send Dave to law school, man. Like, he's doing well in his radio classes. It's great because the station is supported by listeners, like you. But homeboy needs to go to law school, too, because we're doing this for free.
Yep. Sorry, right. Yes.
Got a special treat for all you listeners out there.
Oh, no.
Straight off of Riff Raff's Halloween album. Hashtag Balloween!
Yeah.
We got Moves Like Batman, 89.9 KJRG. Listen to the buzz.
And now, back to the six-pack.
Sex Rapture by Horse the Band on 89.9 KJRG FM. You're listening to the buzz.
Yeah, you are.
Good morning, Dave.
Help if I have my microphone on.
Yeah, how are you that doing, would buddy? Help.
Good old time while we're going over a top six list of Halloween costumes you shouldn't wear this Halloween.
Oh.
We have all of the pictures of all the Halloween costumes in case you want an example. And these are all things you can actually go on Amazon right now and buy.
Okay.
But you shouldn't.
Okay.
If you do, your brain broke.
Yep.
All right. So just a quick recap. Number six was the inflatable Jabba the Hutt costume.
No.
Number five, the bacon suit. The actual, like, three-piece suit, except it looks like bacon and crap. And then number five, or number four.
Wow, numbers.
I mean, you gotta build a wall, right?
Yep.
Donald Trump on KJRG-FM, KJRG-FM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP, Summit Lake, Taps, 89.3 FM. That was numbers six, five, and four, time for number three. And this one's for all you puppers out there. The Ewok dog costume.
Yes!
Because nothing says you didn't get invited to a Halloween party this year like dressing up your dog.
Yes.
That's so cute, though.
Not wrong.
You can fill that endless, friendless void with this Ewok costume for your dog. Human interaction? Overrated. Just think of how many likes you would get on Instagram. What more validation do you need?
Uh-huh.
Like, good luck at getting your freaking dog in that costume.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, like, I had my pug, my boyfriend at the time was like, I found a ghost costume. And I'm like, what? And he's like, it was 50 cents. So I was like, okay.
It
was like,
just 99 cents.
If you can put it on her, like, cool. But, like, she looked like a Klan member, and she just kind of, like, flopped over and died a little bit when we put it on her.
Dude, I have a hard enough time getting, like, a leash or, like, a harness on a dog, let alone a freaking Ewok costume. Good freaking luck to you, man. All right, number two. Sexy female Nemo.
Wait, what?
Sexy female Nemo.
As in the fish.
As in the fish. It's hard to tell who's being objectified here.
There's
women or fish.
There's so much I can't say on the air right now.
There's certainly some objectification going on, which is pretty standard when it comes to female Halloween costumes. Patriarchal tyranny aside, though, the fact that someone managed to sexy up a fish is pretty impressive, but also makes me a little uncomfortable because, you know, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah. Among
and
other
about
things.
A fish.
Among other things.
Fun fact, if it looks like a fish and it smells like a fish, stay away. Bad joke?
Yeah.
Bad joke. All right.
Cosmios.
When you want to find out why it smells like fish.
No.
Cosmios.
No.
All right, number one. A nightstand.
One nightstand.
That's right. This is two costumes rolled into one. A singular nightstand into one nightstand. Because, you know, like casual sex.
But what if there's two nightstands there?
Yikes. You better call her a cab.
Cosmios. 41 nightstand turns into a two nighter.
And she's falling asleep. And she's still.
That's right. It's also a costume that can be used 2 years in a row. Your first year, you can parade yourself around as a crappy piece of furniture that people stub their toe on. well, the next year you can come around as a pun. Or vice versa. Uh-huh. It's so economical. Just don't expect to ever get laid with this sort of humor. Not this year. Not the next one. Not ever.
Maybe the year after that? Or the year after that?
No.
Or the year after that?
No. That is your six-pack of the top six worst costumes for our Halloween costumes of 2016.
I'm done.
You know what you might want to wear?
Oh, no, it might get you laid. No promises here, but a sweet, sweet KGRG hoodie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. For $89.90, the ultimate KGRG FM listener experience comes with the KGRG FM and KGRG One Sticker Pack, the KGRG FM Messenger Bag, the KGRG FM hoodie, Blowfish sold separately, and backstage pass to your favorite KGRG FM specialty show. If you want to catch the hoodie and the Blowfish, you can listen to KGRG One, your classic alternative.
You know what we need? A KGRG fanny pack.
Oh, buddy.
I have the song queued up if you want to go
Let's
to that
do
now.
It.
All right.
From Cuckoo Kangaroo. You look good in the fanny pack. 89.9 KGRG FM. You listen to Buzz.
Wow, Brian.
89.9 KGRG FM. That was the Aquabats Pete today. And we're going to talk about our Halloween experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But if you want to help us out with a little trick-or-treat, why don't you treat us to some donations, help the studios keep running, call us at 253-833-5004, or visit the brand new KGRG.com, you can click the donate tab, or there's a little donate banners along the side, you can pay with your credit card or whatever. We promise we won't keep the information, we'll just, you know, take your money.
Cosbios, for when you want your treats. I don't know.
I'm dead inside. Anyway, so if you want to donate and help keep the station on, we have really, really awesome stuff.
We do.
Like, we have your $25 KGRG tea pack, which includes the KGRG FM and KGRG One sticker pack, KGRG FM patch, and we just got those in. We've been out for a little bit. So
yeah.
If you want to get them, they're hot commodities. Then we have your KGRG FM listener tea. So if you want to look just like a KGRG personality, wear your t-shirt, have your patches, get your stickers. Donate, call 253-833-5004, visit KGRG.com. That's KGRG.com. So
yep.
Let's talk about our bad Halloween experiences or our good ones or whatever. A bad one for me is, you guys remember when the Harry Potter movies were coming out?
Yep.
Yes.
And freaking everybody was dressed up as Harry Potter?
Yes.
Yep.
And they're still dressing up like Harry Potter?
Yep.
Shout out to Richard Sherman. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I was like, oh, what was I? There were like 9 or 10, man. Me and every other kid down the freaking block was dressed up like Harry Potter, and it was the most annoying freaking crap ever.
Yep.
I hated it. And then,
everybody's going to be Harley Quinn this year.
Right?
Yep.
And then, my stepsister was something cool. Like, she was like a zombie biker. Like, not like big, burly, some meth biker, but like...
She wasn't a sturdy woman, is what you're saying.
But she was like the motocross biker. Like she had the plastic vest thing, and she had like the weird nylon fire retardant suit.
Right.
It looked pretty solid. And, like she had the makeup on. It was cool, and that was freaking Harry Potter, like everybody else. It was a bummer.
So she was female Johnny Blaze.
Yikes. And like I think that was the last Halloween that like I ever wanted to dress up for too. I was just done with it.
Yep.
Especially Halloween up here in Washington, it always rains.
It
without fail.
Yep.
That's why you go to parties, hey.
But when you're 9 or 10, you can't do that, hey.
When you're 9 or 10, you can bob for the apples.
Baby Halloween party Fight Club.
That's the other thing. I've been to Halloween parties. I've only ever had fun at one. It's because some kid showed up in a like gorilla costume and I had a monster for the first time.
Harambe?
Yikes! Too soon. You ever just like want to kill a room, Dave, and
yep.
a gorilla?
I'm not saying.
God, but yeah, this was my first year of high school. I went to a Halloween party, and yeah, just some kid showed up with weed in a gorilla suit.
Sounds like the start of a good party.
Oh, you have no idea. And then after high school, like the ones where people were trying to be more adult and like actually start drinking and stuff,
right?
Those were the least fun because people were trying too hard to have fun, man.
Yep.
Like, everybody was trying to dress up and,
it's like, we have to do this. I don't care if you don't like it. We're doing it.
Like, we were sitting around playing I Never, and just like, I never want to play this game again.
Drink.
Danko, what about you? What about your fun Halloween party experiences? Because that seems like more your speed.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you a little story about last year.
Oh.
So, I go to this bar in Tacoma sometimes. Sliss, they got good burgers. Check it out. Anyways, I was dressed up as Princess Leia last year, and like every year they have like a big like costume party and stuff. And this dude dressed as like the guy from V for Vendetta, like
every other fat nerd.
Yeah, he starts like air humping me, like
no,
and I get really uncomfortable, and I'm like pinned against a wall basically. But then this dude dressed as Han Solo comes up and says, Leia, I'm here to rescue you, and he like pulls you into him, gets you away from V for Ven Humpy guy, and then like he just like blocks all the other creepy dudes for the night, and we became like cool buds. It was
good job.
It was a cool night.
Good job.
Now, did that guy wearing the V for Vendetta mask, did he have like a really like almost radioactive orange tan underneath?
I don't know.
Dave, what about you? Because, like, between the three of us, you're the only one of kids. And, like, how's that been for you?
Well, I get a lot of candy. That helps.
You're shaking down your kids for candy, Dave?
Just the actual, like, good-sized candy bars, yeah.
My baby cousin, when she was, like, two, she was a little kitty cat for Halloween. And, like, this is the first time she went trick-or-treating, and she realized that, like, when she said trick-or-treat, she got candy. So for, like, 2 weeks after Halloween, she would just go up to people and be like, trick-or-treat, because she wanted candy.
My daughter did that, yep.
Doesn't work no more.
No, it only works one day out of the year.
Now, Dave, in Arizona, did you ever get cactus candy?
No comment.
Did you really?
But, no, there was one time I was out trick-or-treating with my friend Adam. It was, like, pretty much our last year of doing it, so we wanted to just go one more time around. I was like, 14, I think we were.
Okay.
Just almost home, sack full of candy. Random people just come up, athletic guy passes us, they punch him in the face and take his candy and run.
Aww.
I'm like, what just happened?
Poor Bab.
But yeah, I already know what I'm doing for this Halloween. I know I'm gonna be David S. Pumpkins. Do
oh,
I scare you? And you guys are gonna be my skeletons.
Oh God.
If you don't know what that is, watch that in live. I still don't know what it is.
I have to freaking work on Halloween, man. And I don't regret it.
I don't. Are you guys having a costume thing at the shop?
Yeah, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun.
Nice.
But, I don't know, man. Halloween's, for a few different reasons, it's lost that little excitement for me.
I love Halloween. But, like, there's, like, annoying things where, like, the day before, your boss texts you guys like, where are your costume? That's work appropriate. And I'm like, I'm a hoe on Halloween. Like, I can't. This is not time to find an appropriate costume.
This is hoeing. This is
exactly.
Hoeing.
I mean, what else are you going to break it out, man?
Cosby is the perfect breakfast for hoeing.
Nope.
God damn it, Dave.
Jesus,
so we're getting worse with these.
Dave, you should be a shovel for Halloween because you were running everything into the ground.
Too soon, man. People died.
Oh, God. Yeah, so if you're out there on Halloween, stay safe.
Yep, definitely.
I think the whole clown thing's died down a little bit, but...
So it's just imposter clowns now, not real clowns?
Clown posse.
Watch it anyways, man.
Yeah.
Like, watch yourself out there. My parents always got me super paranoid about, like, watching for open wrappers on candy, like,
yep.
Never taking fruit from people, all that junk. Watch out for razor blades and apples.
Don't take the non-name brand candy.
Yeah, always go for the good stuff, man.
Yeah, unless it's those, orange and black wrapped peanut butter thingies. I love those things.
We got your news coming up next on 89.9 KGRG FM after Beach Slang. You're listening to The Buzz.
This hour's news is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show, featuring guests such as actor Roger Cross from FX's The Strain and Deadpool artist Pete Woods. For a full list of guests and tickets, you can visit jetcitycomicshow.com.
Yeah, bitches, we booty you can.
Yeah.
The other cool websites you can check out, kgrg.com. And while you're there, donate to the KGRG Fall Pledge Drive. Help Help the station out. Get some cool swag.
Speaking of things that are cool, here's Taylor with the news.
Alrighty. In Portland, Oregon, a woman had a pleasant surprise when her car was stolen, and it was returned with an apology note and gas money.
That's so nice.
Wait for it. A stranger named Paige returned the Subaru with a note that said, "So sorry I stole your car. I sent my friend with my keys to pick up my red Subaru, and she came back with your car."
Oh my gosh.
So it was a total accident.
Aww.
Yeah. But the next story is, it's going to be a little sweet. So, a Michigan bachelor had his party hijacked in the best possible way. While Mitchell Craddock and his friends were at a cabin for Craddock's bachelor party, they noticed the dog sitting at the front door as they were cooking bacon with the door open.
Dog.
The guys instantly took care of her and gave her food and water, and they noticed that she had just recently had pups.
Ooh.
So, they went to a nearby hole that the dog had been guarding, and inside were all of her puppies.
Aww.
And they noticed that the puppies had fat bellies on them, so the guys knew that the mother had given the pups all she could. All 8 dogs, including the mom, were adopted by the groomsmen and their relatives.
Puppies.
Yeah. That's cute.
It's amazing.
I know, right?
It's so sweet. I'm welling up right now.
All right, but on other notes,
meh.
The weather, not as exciting.
I hope a dog bites you.
No, I'm saying meh to the dogs.
No, I hope a dog bites you.
Alrighty then.
Meh.
So, today's weather is currently 51 degrees and partly cloudy. Today we'll have a high of 63 and a low of 48. There will be about a 30% chance of rain. And tomorrow is a high of 58 with an 80% chance of rain. Looking into Sunday, you're getting a high of 57 with a 90% chance of rain.
Kind of hoping we wouldn't get rain on the last night of the Haunted Forest.
Yeah, I mean, it's Washington.
Yeah. If you want to go to that, too, give us a call, 253-833-5004. We'll send you for the last night.
And my mom, every morning, she's like, "It's raining." I'm like, "You're the one that moved us here."
This is your fault.
Yep. So, I mean, that's about it.
Thanks for the news, Taylor.
Good job,
welcome.
Taylor.
You can get Taylor every Monday night, 9 to midnight, on Mike McAfee After Dark, taking a late-night request, giving you something a little extra. We have Black Hole Sun by Copeland up next, 89.9 KGRG. You'll listen to the buzz. Last Friday night, covered by Woe Is Me on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Yep.
It's 8:50. It's Friday. It's our, like, four-day weekend from the show, I guess.
Yeah.
You could call it that. But something that doesn't ever take a day off. We're on 365 days a year. Or as Tom likes to say, our general manager, 366 on leap years. We need help doing that, though. We need donations from listeners like you. And luckily for us, we're not just in it to take your money. We can give something back. All your donations are tax deductible. So if you donate, you write it off on your taxes, get that money back on top of getting cool stuff. Like our $40 KGRG Premium Sports Pack, which includes a KGRG FM and KGRG One sticker pack, a KGRG FM patch, and a KGRG FM messenger bag, brand new.
We have
every
the backpacks.
Every time we talk about donations, I just think of that time that Corbin's dad donated like $100 to get Mike to stop hitting on Corbin's mom.
You can hear that back on our on-demand section at KGRG.com.
Where you can also donate.
Yep.
We take your credit cards on there, or if you want to call, we'll take your cash.
Kill two birds with one stone.
You know, all you have to do is just call in and let us know you want to pledge money. You don't have to have the money right now in hand. We'll take it later. We'll take an IOU, man.
Make sure you donate, though, before you eat your Cosby O's this morning.
I'm going to go paint the walls with my brains.
Me too.
Before I do that, we have to get off the air, right?
Yeah. How are we doing it today?
I don't care.
Okay.
Is nihilistic a... Is that an adjective?
Babylon? Babylonian?
You're full of baloney.
No, you don't... No, you don't get that. Put it down. No! You don't deserve that.
All right. So long.
Farewell.
Alvita saying goodbye.
Wow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, whatever.
Hey, it's been the buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. If you want to catch this episode or any of our past episodes, visit KGRG.com. Click that on-demand section. And I know you can comment on it, too. Let us know how much we suck.
Oh, should we do a little tease for next Ticket Trivia Thursday for Dave's package?
It's made of steel.
Yep. Cam Newton's a fan of it. too obvious.
We'll be back Wednesday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m., 89.9 KGRG FM. You've been listening to The Buzz.